Your glory will fill the earth like water the seas.
True nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His ways. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Do things on earth. Praise the Lord. He said, but that understanding He primarily gave it to man so that man can know Him. Praise the Lord. The Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know Him. So the understanding that you have, you can put the whole things together. You know, the skill and the wisdom to do things, so many scientific discovery. After you've done all of those things and yet does not lead you to the knowledge of God, is useless. So the 1 + 1, not just to put 1 + 1 together, God has given you the understanding that you have that differs from that of a cow, that differs from that of a dog, even an eagle, as brilliant as they are, you cannot compare them to man. So that capability that God has given to man is primarily that man will know Him. Praise the Lord. You can have the skills to do so many other things on it, you know. All of those things are circumfidial to the primary purpose of God giving us an understanding that we might know Him that is what? That is true. And why Him that is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. You now go to 1 John, John 17, where we open that this is eternal life, that they might know you. He said, for God so loved the world, whoever believes in Him will not perish. What is He going to have? Eternal life. And Jesus Christ explained what is eternal life in a very simple sentence. He said, this is eternal life, that they may know you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then this is Paul at the end of his apostolic life. He has done all the calling. He has done everything that God wanted him to do. Most of it, he was at the end of his life. But he was still asking for the same thing that Moses asked, where Moses too was getting to the end of his life on it. And it's a walk with God. He said, show me your glory. Praise the Lord. He said, that I may know you. If you've gotten everything on earth and you are failing this area, your failure is colossal on it. I did not say your failure is colossal on earth. He said, that I may know you. This was Paul, gray-headed, you know, and about to leave this earth. He has done all the power works. He said, that I may know you. He said, that I may know you. Look at Moses. He said, show me your glory. It's the same thing. Show me your glory. If I have found favor on your sight, I want to see you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So what am I saying that led me to this place, to this point? You see, you have dreams as young people. You have dream, you have aspiration. But towering above those dreams and towering above those aspirations is a quest that must be inside of you. If not, you are not human. A lot of people are living, but they are not human. Praise the Lord. And that is why you wonder why God puts anybody that is human who make it to heaven. The reason why God puts some of you, they don't even qualify to come to heaven. But in the first place, they are not human. There are things that make you human. The human that God created in Genesis 1. There is a quest in that man for God. Praise the Lord. What Satan does is to erode humanity, erode what makes you human. It erodes faith, faith in God. Once it's eroded out of your life, you are not human, you are just a beast. That is biblical understanding. That's why they say the lake of fire created for Satan and his angels. It's created for the beast. So once faith is not there, faith and love, these are two things that makes you human. Human. You think everybody is a human because he has leg, he has hand and everything. So you must have, he said, if anybody does not have the spirit of Christ, he's none of his. You don't even belong there. Praise the Lord. So I don't want to talk so much. I want to infuse this understanding so that we can go to God in a just simple prayer. You know, simple prayer that opened the eyes of my heart. There's a song like that. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Praise the Lord. Please and please don't waste your time on it. It's very, very brief and it's very, very short. What defines it is that quest, that hunger and that quest, you know, to know God more on a daily basis. If that is taken from you, I say your humanity has been taken from you. God will not even look at you twice. There are people on there that God does not even look at their direction. There are so many derogative words that the Bible uses about them. He said, cast not your pearl before what? He said, they are swine, they are pigs. Herod was disturbing Jesus Christ. He said he was want to persecute. What did he say? He said, go and tell that what? Go and tell that fox. It's an animal. It's not human. That was Jesus. I'm telling the direct word of Jesus. He looked at Herod, he saw a fox. He didn't see somebody that is human. Praise the Lord. Israel was still an army. Israel was still a nation. And God took Ezekiel to the Valley of Dry Bones. And he wanted to show him Israel. When he looked at Israel, he did not see one human being that was alive. You know, he said, I sought for a man and did not find one man. Right? He told Ezekiel. Who did he tell? It was the same Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 30 or 22. Then going journey to chapter 37, he took him to look at the nation of Israel. He took him to a high mountain, a high rising. And he looked at the nation of Israel. He did not see one single soul that was alive. He did not see one human being. He said he took him to the valley of dry bones. He said there were dry bones scattered. The flesh was not there. The legs, everything scattered. It was still a nation that was still alive. Don't just think maybe he was sleeping and had one vision. It was not a vision. God showed him. And later, after the whole rebel, he said, can these bones leave? He said, yes. He said, now begins prophesying to them. Start speaking my words to them. So wake up that nation. That nation that is asleep. And at the end of it, go and read that scripture. I'm not going to open it. At the end of that whole narration, he said, what you are seeing as the valley of dry bone is a nation that is still standing. It's the whole house of Israel. But God looked at them from heaven. He did not see one human being. They were not alive. Amen. He said they were dead men. Not only that they were dead. You know, they were dead and rotten. Their bones were scattered. And yet it was a people. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. These things are deeper than, you know, when you say God, God, and all of those things, these things are deeper than that comes to peripheral understanding. Amen. Ben, did you get what I said? I said God did not see them as a people that were alive. Because that was all he was seeing. He said they were dead men, that valley of dry bones. It was the whole army of Israel. He said the whole nation of Israel. Speak to them to wake up. He said, awake, all you that sleep, Ephesians 5. And arise from the dead. He said, he's talking to a people that is still living. Awake, all you that sleep, and arise from the dead, and the Christ will give you what? Will give you light. Light will give you life. Praise the Lord. If you take a census of Akure, now you tell me that it's 3 million. But God takes the census of Akure, he will take the people that are alive. Amen. God has his own figure. He will give you his own figure. He may even say you have a governor somewhere, he's not even born again. He said these people are what? Are like sheep without what? Shepherd. Ahab wanted to go to war. And they called Micaiah. And he looked at the nation and said they don't have shepherd. Meanwhile, they had army, they have captains. And they were going to battle. He said, but the one that is the captain that was leading them to the battle was not alive in God. And God looked at them and did not see any shepherd, any captain. He said, these are sheep without shepherd. I did not see a shepherd. And yet they had shepherds on it. He said, God does not think as man thinks, right? Yes. Right? Man looks at the outward appearance. He said, but God looks at what? The heart thinks about God. Look at the spiritual realities. He looks at what is obtainable in the spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, can we take that song and just worship him? open the eyes of my heart, open the eyes of my eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart.
As you said, ask
him. For more life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
My heart, distant shores and the islands will see your light as it rises on us.
Lord, we ask for the nations to.
For the nation,
just ask him tonight to put a nation on your heart.